as you heard at the start of the programme, €7 million coming for the Ash Memorial Hall under the Town Centre First Regeneration Project. Before coming in here and before she went into Cabinet this morning, I spoke to the Minister for Children, Kerry TD, Norma Foley. I talked to her about the opening of the Dáil, the things this government needs to fix, like housing and spinal surgeries for children. But first, I started by asking her about the €7 million under the Thrive grant funding.
That's 100%, yeah. It's the Town Centre First Heritage Revival Scheme, and it's a very, very significant grant of €7 million, as you've said, for what is, you know, the Ash Memorial Hall, an iconic building in Tralee, much treasured and I would say much loved also. So this €7 million will allow for, if you like, a reimagination of the building, but also preserving its rich, rich heritage. So it will allow for a rooftop community garden, an expanded county museum, solar panels, disability amenities, and so much more. And it will really preserve and protect the building for generations to come. And I really do want to, you know, to thank my cabinet colleague, Minister James Brown, who has engaged with me on this. This is something I've been working on for months and months. I think it's a real pinnacle for Tralee to have achieved a €7 million investment. And I want to acknowledge the work of Kerry County Council for their great vision in putting the plan together. But this is all part of what we have seen in terms of the regeneration of Tralee Town, the upgrading of the Mall in recent years, and indeed the upgrading of Denny Street. And all of that government investment, I think, has been hugely, hugely beneficial. And, you know, I'd have to say as well that, you know, the plans and the innovation for all of this, I want to acknowledge that, said Kerry County Council. But when the first plans were being put together for a reimagination of the town, you know, I was mayor at the time, and the Tralee Chamber Alliance were very heavily involved, indeed the MTU, the IT as they were then, in terms of doing what we called a town centre health check. And all of these different plans have fed into the different stages of development, of course supported by government funding. And I was really pleased for the very significant €16 million also that was delivered by the last government for the town regeneration. But this €7 million, I do think, is a game changer for the town as well.
And what will be happening in the context of, I suppose, when it will be happening, this work, and also what impact it will have on Kerry County Museum?
Yeah, well, it will allow for an expansion of Kerry County Museum, which I think is really, really positive. As everybody knows, it's an award-winning museum, so that's really, really important. And the plans are in place, the plans and the design have all been completed. It will now be a matter for Kerry County Council, you know, to obviously, while the works are going on, there may well have to be relocation of staff and all of that, and putting in place those who will carry out the work. But all of those plans and designs have been in the care of Kerry County Council, and again, acknowledging their great work. But I think the most important thing to get it over the line was the funding. And I, as I said earlier, this isn't something that happened by magic in one single day. This has happened as a consequence of real, real engagement over a long period of time, many, many months. And, you know, it's a project that has been to the forefront of my mind for, you know, a considerable amount of time. So we look forward to its completion. It is, you know, a building that people from Tralee acknowledge as an iconic building. People from the entire county acknowledge it. But indeed, visitors to our town see it. You know, it has a majestic setting, if they like, there on the top of Denny Street. So I think it's really important that we preserve it for future generations. It actually opened in 1928. My understanding, and you know, over that time it has seen many evolutions. You know, the council was situated there, we now have Kerry County Museum, and so much more. We have medieval experience, so it's multi-purpose, if you like, and this will be an even more multi-purpose community space with the addition, we'll say, of the rooftop garden and all of that. So a wonderful new space, preserving its old characteristics for the benefit of not just the people of Tralee, but the County of Kerry and those who visit our county.
Okay, Minister, positive news for Tralee there. Less positive is the amount of items in the in-tray for your government as the Dáil returns today. Lots of politicking going on at the ploughing over the last couple of days and today as well, but the Dáil getting underway today, and there's lots of things to be done. Primarily, I suppose, issues to do with the cost of living. We're reading this morning that we're told we need to get used to the price of food increasing, a 50 cent increase, a 50% increase indeed, but 50 cents in the last while on the price of butter. People are all looking towards the budget and looking for some sort of help. What sort of help will come from your government? Or will no help come?
No, I'm very conscious of the budget, and I think everybody's very conscious of the budget coming on the 7th of October, and that the focus on the budget will be in helping to support people with both universal and targeted measures, but very conscious that these need at this time to be permanent measures, not one-off measures as we've seen, which were really, really helpful in the past. But we need to introduce measures that will be long-term and long-lasting for the benefit of people. So the negotiations for budgets for all ministers and all departments are already underway with Minister Jack Chambers. They will continue right up to the deadline, I would think, of maybe burning the midnight oil on the 6th of October. But the focus is very much so ensuring that people are able to meet the pressures. And there's no doubt people are pressurised. There are challenges in cost of living. There's also protecting, employment, our businesses, ensuring that we are supporting agriculture and all aspects of life, education, disability in my case, early learning and childcare and the provisions that we can make there. So, you know, there is, you're quite correct, a very broad and wide in-tray with many challenges ahead. But I think we will build on the record of the last number of years and ensure that we are delivering for people and we're protecting, and meeting the needs of people today.
Is time running out for you on a number of different issues, though, particularly regards to housing and children's health? A record number of 5,000 children now classed as homeless for the first time. The anticipation is that this month, again, the record will be exceeded. Things seem to be going in the wrong direction in that way. And on the other hand, then, we have stories of the waiting list for children waiting spinal surgery again increasing, despite the fact that you issued a legal order against the HSE to ensure that anyone who's waiting a certain amount of time could go abroad, but only 7 have been sent abroad. Things going the wrong direction on those two key areas that really concern the people of Ireland. Is time running out for you to fix them before people will say this government isn't getting it right?
Well, just in terms of homeless, I do want to say, look, any one child, any one person, any one family in a homeless or emergency accommodation situation, is one too many. But I do want to say that in terms of that, we also have more people exiting emergency accommodation than we ever had before, specifically in terms of children and families that are in emergency accommodation. Just last week, the Minister announced an additional funding of over 50 million euro targeted at council areas and councils where there was a percentage of families in homeless accommodation, and not all local authorities have families in emergency or homeless accommodation. I want to acknowledge that too, and I want to acknowledge the great work of local authorities like Kerry County Council and others in that respect. But where there are very specific challenges, that additional funding has been made available.
You're setting a different tone to your party leader, though. Micheál Martin has attacked local authorities for inertia and a lack of productivity on housing, so the government would intervene to stop them dezoning lands for homes. He was shocked at reports in Wicklow that they intended to dezone land, and he promised to go government will intervene. Is he starting an unproductive war with councils, blaming them for the problems?
No, I think you call it as you see it. I'm referring to the record that some councils have in terms of emergency accommodation for families. Some have worked really, really hard there, and they have delivered very positively. Equally so, delivering €7 million euro today for the Ash Memorial Hall in Tralee, great tribute and great work done by Kerry County Council in relation to that, and they deserve credit for that. However, in terms of housing very specifically, I want to say that there is a demand for the rezoning of land. Councils are being asked to do that. Where they're not doing it, the Taoiseach is calling them out. I think that's right and proper. And if he didn't call them out, I think we would be having a different conversation this morning. So where great progress has been made and great work has been done, I would always feel you acknowledge that. And where more progress needs to be made, then you do that as well. Specifically,
okay,
in terms of, your reference as well, children waiting for spinal surgery. Look, and again, we don't want to see any child in that position. I can say that the 342 operations were carried out this year. In terms of, young people going abroad for the surgery, that also has to be a clinical decision that would allow for them to go abroad. Some are suited to going abroad, others are not. But absolutely, more and more work needs to be done in this space to ensure that every child that needs spinal surgery is getting spinal surgery at the appropriate time.
Yeah. Finally, you would concede, though, if both those things are going the wrong direction, let's say in 3 months' time, in 6 months' time, people will make their minds up that what's being done isn't effective and isn't working.
Well, look, I suppose, you know, we're just over 7 months, whatever, 8 months, in terms of the new government. We've set new targets. We've set ambitious targets to look after people, whether it's health, whether it's education, whether it's disability, whether it's childcare, housing, whatever the case might be. We are committed to doing that in the shortest time frame possible. Nothing happens overnight, but it is important to do the work to set the, I suppose, you know, to sow the seeds, as it were, to allow for better conditions moving forward. We are 110% committed to doing that. We will work in my own department, work day and night to get things the way things should be. So we continue with the work. We meet the challenges, and I'd be the first to say there are many challenges. There's much, much more to be done in so many different areas right across government, but we are committed to doing that work.
Okay.
I certainly am anyway.
Yeah, Minister, finally and briefly, we had a remarkable story in the programme this morning. You might have heard Naomi Costello in Carrolake praising the off-duty paramedic Shane Buckley and his colleagues who came in the ambulance for saving the life of her four-year-old son when he got into severe breathing difficulties. That's a good example, I suppose, of the work that's being done and being done to try and respond to emergencies by our paramedics and our health service.
Yeah, I absolutely want to acknowledge, you know, and thank Naomi for highlighting it. And particularly want to acknowledge the great work of Shane Buckley and his colleagues. And I appreciate that Shane was off duty at the time. Phenomenal work being done every single day. And, you know, we're never really conscious of the work until it actually comes to our door. So there's an incredible generosity, an incredible selflessness, particularly somebody off duty here, but also great, great expertise. And we are indebted to our health professionals. You know, I met with Mike Ryan there recently of the WHO. He was at an event in Dublin. And he specifically referenced all of those who work in healthcare and all of those who are our frontline staff right across so many different spectrums of life, and referred to them at the time, you know, as the unsung heroes. And I think he's 100% right. We are hugely indebted to their talent and their expertise and their generosity to make themselves available when we need them. So huge thanks to Shane and to his colleagues.
Okay.
Great work that they do every day.
Okay, Minister, thanks for joining us this morning. That's Minister for Children Norma Foley, just before she went into Cabinet this morning, talking about that €7 million, but also the challenges that are there on housing and health in those specific areas in relation to homeless figures and children waiting spinal surgeries. And I suppose, what's your response to the question that I asked her? How much longer will you give this government to start turning the tide even on those numbers?